Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you back with me. I am glad to be back with you, which means I'm glad we're all back together again. The Speaking with community, ready to grow together, ready to move together. Thanks again for being part of this great community of people who don't mind thinking through life circumstances and don't mind working together to help us grow. This is a program that's about building. Yes, forget about tearing down. I really prefer to build up. So this is a program that's all about building the individual, the family, and the community on the local, state, national, and international levels. And of course, we do believe in encouraging the celebration of diversity, because the ethnicities are all beautiful. Both genders, beautiful. All age groups, beautiful. And I think that if, you know, for those of us who are willing to disagree with political positions while still loving the people who hold those differing positions, finally, life would be so much pleasant for us. It's much more pleasant for the people who love, regardless of political differences, who want the good for everyone, regardless of political differences. So we may not be able to celebrate the differing opinions, political views, but we can certainly care about the people regardless of views. Care about each other regardless of differing views. What a way to live. Well, what do we have going on this week? What's up? What's up? What's up? Well, for one thing, this is a week for This Week in Song. And this week, I'll be featuring Miss Cece Winans. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be wanting you to follow me as I discuss these various songs and the artists who sing and play. Because whereas in previous years, when I did This Week in Song, I would simply ask you to name the artist and or the song. But now, since we've graduated, we are moving higher. Anything and everything that I discuss regarding this week's songs for the week is fair game for Friday's Power Quiz. That's right, Power Friday. We sum up, highlight, play all the featured songs now, just the songs that were featured for This Week in Song. We bring them back, and I quiz you. I ask you questions about what's going on. And so anything I will have discussed throughout that week is fair game for the Power Quiz. So be listening now. Be listening. All right. So that's one of the things we have going on this week. This Week in Song featuring Miss Cece Winans. Tomorrow, I'm going to revisit something that I began talking about probably about 10 to 12 years ago. I'd say about 10 to 12 years ago. I began sharing with people that God is wanting to bring about three R's: release, restoration, and renewal. Release, restoration, and renewal. How many of you have figured out from your Bible studies over the years that there are many times when God wants to implement something, he wants to execute something, and he'll begin getting people ready for that. And he may spend a few years encouraging people to get their attitudes and dispositions right so that he can do it. And then as we finally cooperate more and more, we go along more and more, he carries out the execution of his plan over a period of years. Release, restoration, and renewal fits into that category. He was getting us prepared. He's in the process. We need to cooperate more. We really do. And God's focus, release, restoration, and renewal. Again, I began talking about this about 10 to 12 years ago, but it's not over. So we're going to talk about that again tomorrow. Power Health Matters continues. Healing Part 10. And on Thursday, I'll be speaking with Cliff Meidel. We're going to be talking about the importance of calling 811 before digging. Calling before digging. Calling 811 before digging. And he's going to share why, from a very, very harrowing experience that he had, he can tell us it really is important to do that. You can go to speakingwith.com and you can click on the link labeled this week's guests and topics. That will let you know what we have lined up for the week. And also remember, you can go to speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience, and you can do just that. Listen online at your convenience once a given broadcast is published to the site, speakingwith.com. Well, how many of you are doing better at getting your proper sleep? How many of you would say you're still kind of sort of wrestling with that, struggling to get your proper sleep? I mean, where you are consistently getting to bed on time and sleeping well once you get to sleep. How many of you are finding that getting to bed is working out okay, getting to sleep not so well? Because it takes you an hour to fall asleep when you do go to bed. What do you suppose is making the difference? Remember now, three of the big things that we discuss all the time that are important. These aren't the only things, but these are some of the important factors, components in getting a good night's sleep. Yes, there you go. Proper nutrition as a way of life, not just once in a while, as a way of life. If it's not a way of life, it's not proper nutrition. That's just eating well once in a while. No, proper nutrition means as a lifestyle, you eat well the vast majority of the time. It does not mean you can never eat stuff that's not good for you. It just means the vast majority of the time you are consuming what is good for your health. So proper nutrition, a good exercise program, that's right, and getting to bed on time. You know, sometimes we wear ourselves out by going and going and going and then getting to bed real late. And our bodies can be so tired that it can be hard to fall asleep because the tiredness is distracting. It's hard to just relax once we get into bed. You just unwind and begin to just breathe easy because we're so tired. That's one of the reasons that I encourage people not to wear yourselves out in the name of fun when you take vacations. Don't wear yourselves out when you go on a vacation. Yes, it is good to have fun when you vacation, but it is also good to get to bed on time during vacation. Listen, you're not trying to do 4 and 5 different things a day. In other words, you're not trying to take care of school responsibilities, whether it's you in school and or a child whom you're helping who's in school. You're not trying to take care of school responsibilities. You're not trying to take care of work responsibilities. You're not trying to take care of yard responsibilities. You've been able to take almost everything off the plate. Almost everything. I say almost because you may be doing some things in the kitchen. You know, if it's going to be a 5-day or 7-day vacation, you may be doing some things in the kitchen wherever you're staying. But for the most part, everything has come off the plate. And so it should be easy to have fun and still get your proper rest. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about attitude. Come up with a winning strategy. Before you all leave home, talk about, hey, look, let's develop a mindset regarding vacations and make it part of the family culture that rest is just as much a part of vacationing as having fun. Yeah, so figure this. Think about this now. Let's say you get up. Everyone gets up because y'all want to Y'all want to hit everything. You want to hit everything you can. Each day you want to hit about. Well, listen, what if you were to get up at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever time works well for everyone. So this, you know, mom and dad may want to get up at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Because they're just, you know, their age. They may not have any desire to sleep till 10 or 11 in the morning. They may. No big deal. If y'all want to sleep till 9, 10 in the morning, sleep till 9 or 10 in the morning. Agree on an approximate time that you'll hit the road. That's the main thing. What time are you going to get out and start having fun? That's the main thing. And then you can kind of center your wake-up time around that. As long as everybody's up in time to hit the road together, you're good. So, what if you were to set aside 5 hours to have fun? 5 hours to just have fun. 5 straight hours. So, if you get out at 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, you spent 5 hours. 4 o'clock, 6 hours. And because the fun time includes lunchtime. That's fun time too. That's part of the fun. You're eating someplace you haven't eaten before. You're enjoying good, tasty food. So is my math right? 10 to 12 is 2 hours. 12 to 3, 5 hours. Yeah, my math is right. So you're out there at 10 o'clock. 4 o'clock, that's 6 straight hours of fun. That actually is a pretty good time. But if you just want to take it a little bit further, what if you were to go 7 o'clock? I'm sorry, 5 o'clock. 10 o'clock a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 straight hours of fun. Dinner time, head back to the hotel and just chill. Watch some TV, read, do some more laughing, talking. In bed at a good hour. Rested up from the day. Listen, that's 7 hours. 7 hours the next day, that's 14 hours of fun in 2 days. Listen, you're not used to having that much fun on a typical day, but vacation day, 5, 6, 7 hours of fun. That's a treat. And you're going to do that for 5 or 6 days? Yes. Go ahead and get that rest too. Make rest part of the equation. Especially getting to bed on time. And remember what I shared with you. That time that you spend resting while you're on vacation, that sleep pays off for weeks when you return from vacation. Yeah, it's worth it. So, those are some of the reasons that we may find it difficult to get to sleep. What about what you sleep on? What you sleep on. Yes, you hear it. Your mattress. That mattress needs to be right. What else needs to be right? What about those covers? Yes. Let's talk some more about what we sleep on and how it impacts the way we sleep when I come back.